service. By, as he tell us to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. And in his house with praise. What better song? God, our Savior.
God,
yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Praise God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I want to thank God for each one of you as we stand.
Yes, he is.
Thanking God for our speaker tonight.
Yes, he is. Yes,
praise God.
Yes, he is.
To receive the word of God.
Yes, he is.
I present to some.
Yes,
and introduce to all others.
Yes, he is.
Preaching. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Yes, he is.
I introduce to some.
Yes, he is.
And all others.
Yes, he is.
Our very own Elder
yes,
Benson McKinley.
Yes, he is.
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 Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Every praise.
Every pray.
Come on, give the Lord another hand clap.
Hallelujah.
Come on, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
The Lord God is
thank
worthy.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. How many thank God for being here tonight? Amen. Amen. We understand that sometimes the week has been long. We understand that. But, amen, the end of the week is approaching, and we have already walked into God's Sabbath. So we are thankful, amen, for the opportunity to even step into God's house alive. Amen. That's why every praise of mine belongs to God. Whether I'm tired or not, or whether I like it or not, I've got God a praise. Now give Jesus a hand clap.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise to our God.
Yes, Jesus. I will bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Saints of God, I thank God for being here. Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen, we're going to go two places. Amen. Genesis, amen, chapter, amen, 18. And we're going to put your hand into Jeremiah in chapter number 32. Bless you. And then when you have both of them, say, bless you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Every long. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Genesis. Amen. Bless you. Chapter 18, we have. Amen. We're going to go to verse. Nine. Amen. Change. Verse 14. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. When you have Genesis 18 and Jeremiah chapter 32, amen. Say amen. Genesis, amen, amen, chapter number 18. Amen. This, amen, scripture that I'm about to read, amen, is speaking about Sarah, amen, the wife of Abraham. Amen. When Sarah was old and Abraham was old, amen, and amen, God had sent an angel unto, amen, and them and told them that they were going to have a child. Amen. And because they looked at the natural things surrounding them, amen, the natural things, the things that they saw, the things that they beheld within their eyes. Amen. Amen. After God told them this, amen, amen, Sarah began to laugh within herself. Amen. The Bible says, Genesis 18 and 14. After this, amen, the scripture says, is anything too hard for the Lord? At a time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Bless you. Jeremiah chapter 32. Amen. Bless you. Jeremiah chapter 32. Amen. Verse 27. You have it? Amen. The Bible says, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He made it personal. Is there anything too hard for me? God said. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, for your word. We bless you, God, in advance, God. Lord, we look beyond the sight, the natural sight of natural man, God, and we look within the eyes of God. Amen. And we see that which we see not, God. And that we see in the spirit, God. We bless your name, God. And we curse the enemy. We curse the devil and every trick he has. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, God, that this food, fall on good ground, God, that we may eat, God, and be nourished this night in Jesus' name. And the devil is a liar. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless him like he's worthy. Bless him like he's worthy. Bless the Lord like he's worthy. Yes, God, you may have your seats if you can. Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach. Amen. 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 Look from the Lord. And I'm going to sit down. Amen. Bless you, Jesus. God began to say that, amen, he shall share his glory with no man. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for his power. Amen. That worketh on the inside of us. Amen. God began to speak. You know, he said, after we've been born again in the book of Acts, amen, the first chapter, that we will receive power, after which the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we will receive power to tread upon serpents. Amen. To walk through our trials and tribulations. Amen. Go through the fire. Amen. Like the Hebrew boys. Amen. Were thrown and cast in. Even when you're suddenly cast into, amen, a trial. Amen. You ought to hold your head up and thank God in advance, because he's already asked and presented a question. Is there anything too hard for me? And God, the God that we serve, amen, is everything. Amen. Think it not strange, the fiery trials that has come upon you. Amen. That's come to try you. Don't worry about that. Bless you, Jesus. You know, the Lord spoken to me in a dream. Amen. One night. Amen. And I had a lot on my mind. Amen. And I was in an area in my dream, and there was a voice of a small, small woman. She came and whispered unto me. She said, worrying and concerning is not of us. And you know, sometimes the people of God worry a lot of times. We do begin to concern ourselves with a lot of stuff, not only the things that we're in, but the things that's going on around us. We begin to concern ourselves with these. We begin to worry about these situations that we see, amen, that's upon us. And we know, amen, that the word of God says that the devil is a liar. Amen. We know that the word of God said that we have received power, amen, to walk on the devil's head. Amen. We know that we've read even the testimony of scriptures, amen, about the three Hebrew boys, amen, Daniel gaining favor, amen, with the king, amen, and being in charge of things, the finances, amen. We thank God, and we know, amen, about the testimony, amen, about the great men of God, Abraham, amen, when he, amen, was sent, amen, to sacrifice his one and only son, and an angel, amen, held his hand and told him, stop, amen, now I know. Amen. We know, amen. We've read the testimonies of the people of God. And even when Romans, the 15th chapter, said these things, amen, amen, for written, amen, for our learning, amen, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, that we might have hope. We have hope after we've read about the men and women of God who walked through the trials that we are now walking through. We still yet begin to worry and concern ourselves with certain things. God began to say that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. So that tells me, amen, the things that are in this world that may happen, the car accidents, amen, the airplane crashes, amen, the deaths, amen, people dying, amen, the bad people dying, and so we see the good folk dying, amen. We begin to worry about things. We begin to concern ourselves with these events that happen in this world. We're not above the accidents. Amen. Although we pray, amen, amen, trials and tribulations, they still come upon us. Why? We have got to. And yes, we've received the Holy Ghost, but there's works that still need to be done. Though we're walking in faith, though we're saved, sanctified, and filled of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible even said that them, amen, that have the Holy Ghost, amen, they are, amen, the sons of God, and that the Holy Ghost in us shall lead us and guide us into the all the places that we need to be. All truth, the Bible says. And God said that he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Amen. He said that, amen, when his word goes out, when he speaks his word, amen, whether, amen, comes from him, directly from heaven, or directly from heaven into the mouth of a prophet, and he or she speaks into thy life. Amen. It is from God. The Bible says that the word of God, even when you lay your eyes in the word of God, it was inspired by God, written by man, inspired by the Holy One of Israel, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. We walk in holiness. Amen. We walk in peace. Holiness without, amen, shall no and see the Lord. Amen. If we can't walk holy, amen, we ain't gonna see God. Amen. Even as, amen, Nicodemus, amen, amen, when Jesus began to speak about it, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. We see the miracles. We see all these things that you have done. Now the rabbi can do this, God be with him. Jesus said, be born again, you shall see the kingdom. And except a man be born again, he should not enter into the kingdom of God. That's what he said. You've got to be born again. You've got to be held, amen, amen, in the hands of God. You've got to be led by the Spirit. God said them that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And if the Spirit of God dwelleth not in him, God said you are none of his. So we must have those. We've got to be led by God. In order to be successful, God spoke, amen, even unto Joshua, amen, after the death of Moses, amen, amen. God began to tell Joshua, don't go to the left, amen, nor to the right, but everything that I taught Moses, amen, that you learned from Moses, because I taught him, God taught him, amen. He said, don't lean to the left, don't stray to the right, amen, but do exactly as I said. And then if you do that, God not only said that you will have success, God said that you will have good success. If you obey the voice of the Lord, God said good success. And that's why it's the anointing within his people that will destroy, amen, every yoke. Even, amen, on the trials and tribulations upon yourself, you can speak unto yourself. You can lay hands on yourself. Amen. You can speak, amen, life. You know, because if you speak life, life and death lies in the power of what you say. You don't have a tongue just to eat and taste with. You got a tongue so you can speak a word of the devil. That's why you got a tongue also. You not only have a tongue to fill your belly with chicken, macaroni, and potato salad, you got a tongue so you can speak. If there's no muteness about the people of God, amen, you can speak, amen, against the wiles of the enemy. But there are sometimes the trials that come upon us, we begin to worry ourselves about them, amen, because they are real. The situations that we walk in, they are real. We are within the trials, amen, that we're walking in. But one thing God wants us to believe is, amen, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Once God gave me that mark, whether I'm tired or not, whether I'm tired or not, whether I feel like it or not, whether I feel it or not, I've got to do what's required of me. That's why, amen, when it's time to do some things that's required, though the tired and the sickness may be there, amen, we've got to do what's required of us. And God said if we fall from these things, God said there's room at the altar. Amen. You can come quickly before the throne, amen, amen, and receive grace from God once you repent. Amen. God said when you repent, you shall be forgiven for all sins. Amen. So we're not above things that are in this world, only by the mercies of God. If one falls sick or falls into a sickness, amen, God is our healer. Not God sends a mighty miracle directly to you from heaven, or he decides to use the doctors. God is going to heal you still. But he even spoke about the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. She had been suffering 12 long, long, hard years. And the Bible said that she spent everything that she had on the doctors. How many spent, amen, money towards the doctors, amen, for your help or for something that you needed? And sometimes it didn't work all the time. Amen. At one time, I was going to the doctor at one time. I know God uses the doctors, but God says, whose report shall you believe? Amen. And I was going to the doctor at one time, and all that I had, amen, I began to give this doctor that he may be able to have the knowledge to heal me. But after some point of time, amen, going there, amen, they sent me a letter in the mail saying that there's nothing else that we do for you at this time. All that we can advise you is to physician. Amen. So at that point of time, sometime, amen, I had to go, amen, to who else? And a lot of times, our last, amen, answer that we give ourselves is God. We try everything else ourselves. And then when we fail a multiple amount of times, then we give God a try. Oh, Jesus. And the reason why this is us, whether or not we are actually walking like this, but this is the mentality of us now, we're going to give God a try. Now we got to give Jesus. You know why we're feeling that way? Because we know that now we got to give up some things that we have been doing and enjoying in our fleshly lives. Because we have heard it, amen, if not all our lives, but at some times that in flesh and blood shall not enter, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So in my fleshly ways, amen, all of the gold and silver, my riches, all this stuff here, you got to help the poor, all this stuff, especially when you just learned that the poor, amen, gonna always be with you. When you got to turn to God, you're thinking about all these things. But the only way you're gonna have good success is if you render yourself unto the Lord. Only when you render yourself unto the Lord. God, amen, said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And he turned around and asked Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? Thus saith the Lord. Don't worry about the trials that we get in. And I know it feels hot, know it's tiresome. I know the thing, when I'm talking about this, then you listen to folk, and then you find out when you listen to folk, you should not have listened to folk at that time. You're doing everything just the opposite of what you ought to be doing, and then you give God a try. When God said all you had to do was ask me, and then you receive me. Seek me, then you're going to find me. Knock, and I'm going to answer the door unto you. I know these things is easier said than done, but amen, you got to give God a try at some point of time in our life. We got to give God a chance to prove himself to you. God began to say, prove all things. Amen. If he told you to prove all things, don't you know first that he proved himself first? Amen. He gave the example of himself first. Amen. And then that example, which he you now you ought to give it to one another. Amen. That's amen. Romans, amen. The 15th chapter was talking about, amen, the prophets and stuff. Amen. Even when he talks about them, there's so great a cloud of witnesses that stood before us at one time. Abraham's, the Moses, and all these folks. And Romans talks about all these things, these trials that they went through. Amen. They were for testimony unto you. But we still begin to worry and concern ourselves with some trials at some time. When God, all God is trying to say, worrying and concerning is not of us. It's a reason why they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. After you haven't done all you can, stand. Stand on his word. And I know I'm here preaching God's word, but amen, amen. Amen. The test that must come to the preacher as well. Them that wait upon the Lord. After having done all you can, you are to stand for the Lord. God said, amen, amen. He said, these enemies and these Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them no more. Try him at his God and see if he's a liar. God said, he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to come back and tell you, I forgot, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He is not a man that he should have to repent unto you. God, he's God. And besides him, Isaiah said, there is none other. Buddha is not a god. Worshiping the trees, amen, the rats, amen, and some worship cows, amen, and all these things, amen, that the Bible even tells us, amen, about the people who are worshiping these things in vain. God said, he's the only God, and you must worship me in spirit and in truth. You can't worship an animal who has not a soul. An animal does not have a soul. But you got a soul. The soul that God, amen, put on the inside of you. You got the breath of life, amen, that God breathed, amen, into the first man, Adam. And then he became a living soul. Do you not know because of the breath of life, amen, that's on the inside of you, amen, you would not have chance to even get it right if you fail today and try to get it right tomorrow. You can be even as Ananias, amen, and Sapphira. They made a mistake. And when they made that mistake, there was no forgiveness. God dropped them dead right there. God said that he's not only a God of mercy, but he's a God of wrath. God, he said he's not a respecter of persons. Do you not know that children die? Not only adults, just because you're 12, 11, 10 years old, you really think you're going to be here next year this time? It's good to believe that. Because the Bible says we plow in hope. And that's great to think positive. Because whatever you think, so are you. A man is what he thinking. If you think you're going to make it, amen, walk in faith that you are going to make it. But you got to walk in truth that you will make it. God said he's not a respecter of persons. Amen. This word is for everybody. Not just the adults, but it's for everybody. It's for the children as well. Amen. There's a word for the children when they go to school. Amen. There's a word for the children. Amen. When they're out here, amen, playing with their friends. Amen. Provoke not. Amen. Amen. Your child to wrath. Amen. He said, amen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There's a commandment for everyone. If you love me, you commandments. If you love me, you do the things I'm commanding you to do, God said. But we tend to worry and concern ourselves for things sometimes. But God said he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to repent to you. If God said it, it will come to pass. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter. He said it, it will come to pass. It doesn't matter. You may feel one way. It doesn't. God said it, it will come to pass. And watch what you say. Because this life and death is power of the words that you let out of your. It doesn't matter whether you said it here or you said it behind. God said there's a little birdie that's going to come and tell the matter if you speak against the word, against the man of God, against the God, against the God. God said he's down anyhow. He said a little birdie going to come and tell the matter. In other words, he's going to find out anyway. Whether or not you whispered it, whether or not you went and shared it with your close friend, God still heard it. God said his ears are not so heavy where he can, amen, hear, amen, what his people are doing, hear what his people are saying, and hear what you have already said. God is a God of the future, which is yesterday, of the past, which is yesterday, today, and when you leave this earth in your casket. And whether we leave by death or leave, amen, because God said that everybody ain't going to die when he comes back. Some of us are still going to be alive because he said the dead who have died, obedient and walking and living in Christ, who have died, shall be resurrected first when he comes, and then afterwards, them who are alive, walking, talking, and doing what thus saith the Lord shall be caught up immediately afterwards. And it left two category of people down here, which are the dead sinner man and the alive sinner man. And he said, the second hath no power. So the power is with you right now. And after you haven't done all you can, you better continue to stand, because it might not be a second chance. It might not be a tomorrow. We do plow and hope. We do wish for the best. We do hope for the best. But we never know when God says, today is your last. Tomorrow is your last. We never know. So look, hope. Holiness without you, not going to see God. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. We don't know whether or not tomorrow is going to come. So we've got to live like it's our last. Everyone standing to your feet. We don't know whether or not tomorrow, amen, is going to be here. But we plow and hope. We hope for the best. We hope that things go right. We hope that God answers the prayers that we have already submitted unto him. We hope for these things. We hope for these things. We speak these things because we know we have the power to stay and to speak and to walk in these things. So we hope so. But God also said, why die before your time? Because there's times when people leave here, amen, with unfinished work. And that's dying before your time. Sometimes people leave here not expecting it. You're not going to have a chance sometime. Oh, you fell. Oh, I fell on some spear and went through my heart. Oh, God, I repent for all my sins, God. God, please forgive me for all my sins, Jesus. Well, that was too late. When you die, in that time, when you're repenting, when you got a pretty good inclination that you're going to leave this earth, yeah, a wise man going to repent. And repent for everything he didn't even know about. Oh, yeah, they're going to repent. But, you know, at that time, it's told to God. because